And welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 75. The wheel starts turning. Not 100% sure what that means, but I had a cool graphic to go along with it. So I hope you've looked at the cover of the podcast. I hope you've set up your podcast player so that you can see the episode graphics, because I change them every episode. At least I have for the last sort of 6 months or so. And this one is pretty cool. It's a pretty cool photo. Anyway, this podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically. Some life updates might get rolled into that because sometimes my updates need context. But so if you know me, you are welcome here. You also don't feel obliged to listen because I asked you to. If this kind of stuff isn't interesting, this is just for people who are interested. I am not going to try to hard sell anybody on this. And if you don't know me and you've, God knows how, stumbled across this podcast, you're also welcome to listen. It just might not make much sense. So, sorry, just had to, my microphone's kind of slumping. There we go. Yeah, where was I? Yeah, well, if you're just joining now, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. Those will bring you up to date on what I've been doing with my life over the last 20 some odd years. I'd stick with those. I advise against binging the entire series. I didn't record these things to be listened to in that way. I repeat myself a lot. I assume people are sort of dipping in and out. Feel free to go and dip in and out. There's some cool ones there. But yeah, I wouldn't listen to every single one. I don't think you're going to get anything out of that. Just, you know, be here next week. Anyway, yeah, so despite my, complaining is not the right word, despite my prognostication last week that summer had indeed begun, I was mixing it up with rolling in, begun, begin, rolling in. Anyway, despite my prognostication that summer had indeed begun, had commenced, actually, just, 2 weeks after the last time it happened, we got a big rainstorm blowing through, and actually it has cooled down considerably today. I do have the air conditioning running just now because I have to close my window to record. The streets are kind of noisy, a little bit of the rain, but also there's Hammy's gone off to his dance class, but a bunch of kids from the neighborhood go there and they make a lot of noise as they're going. So I've got the windows closed because of that. And just because with my computer spewing out heat and the air as humid as it is, it's necessary to dry out my office a little bit. Anyway, let's see, where was I? Right. So yeah, as I say, we have another rainy respite. I don't know why. It's great. I'm enjoying it. So let's move on. Things are getting busy. They're really getting busy. So the combination of the YTG stuff and the summer season coming in, it's all a little overwhelming, which is why you're not going to see a lot of updates on these things for a while other than the YTG stuff. That's sort of filling up all the time that I'm not spending taking care of summer family stuff. I'll get to that in a minute. My health, which I've been complaining about, I complained about last week, is definitely improved. There's something still not quite right. I managed to have a sore throat and fever over last weekend again out of nowhere, and particularly at the beginning of this week, I was feeling not quite myself. I think I described it as I felt like my insides had been carved out with a melon baller. Like I was functional, but just felt like empty, like just physically, from a physical energetic standpoint. But now, aside from a slightly garrulous stomach, always trying to engage me in rumbling conversation, I am mostly my old self, which is good because this weekend, here's some of the summer stuff I was talking about. This weekend is Hammy's after school club camping trip. If you go back a year, I probably recorded about this as well. It's always exhausting. We stay in these horrible little cabins, and obviously there's no air conditioning because it's a camping thing, but they're buggy, they're dirty, it's hot and humid, and the only respite we get from that is going into the river. But now it may rain all weekend, so it might be humid and hot, and we don't get to go in the river. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens there. I gotta say, though, I'm spared the heavier duties. Most of the other parents are doing much more exhausting things than I am because I'm kind of the group's official photographer. So that means I'm following kids around with cameras all day, which, don't get me wrong, that's hard work. And unlike them, I've got a lot of post-camp work to do you know, editing those thousands of photos I'm going to take and getting them up online to try to raise money for the after school club. But I'm spared heavier duties like some of the food prep stuff. So I don't know, works out. It works out. It also means, unfortunately, I'm missing this coming Monday's rehearsal, which I'm kind of bummed about. And I'm also going to be totally exhausted for my Tuesday class up in Saitama at the university, which is a pain because it's the second last class of the semester and there's a lot to do. And yeah, I'm always physically exhausted after this. The parents don't get a lot of sleep. We're kind of expected to sort of stay up. It's a one night overnight thing. And we're kind of expected to stay up and sort of socialize. So we don't, and then we're up the next morning at like 6 a.m. or some crazy time like that. Although these days I have been getting up at 6 naturally, but if I'm going to bed at 2, I want to sleep a bit longer than that. Anyway, right. On the plus side of this, actually, I will now have lots of photos to sort of post over the coming weeks as I get through editing them. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not posting them here. I'm not going to post them in the feed for the updates. I'm not going to post them on the website because I mean, maybe some of them that aren't pictures of other people's kids, but because I'm taking pictures of other people's kids, I do not want to post them publicly. So if I post some shots, they will be going out via the email newsletter, which you should sign up for. If you go to awolner.com/b-the-audience, if you scroll to the bottom, aside from the fundraising stuff that I'd be happy if you joined on to, there's a mailing list. If you're not on there, that's where to go if you want to get some of these photos when I start posting them. We'll see what they look like this year. If we get rained out, I don't know what I'm going to photograph because we're not going into the river. Anyway, okay, that's enough about that. Oh, and in general too, like posting photos, if you're missing me posting photos in this feed in general, go to awolner.com/arthub. I'm posting stuff there. The best way, if you want that stuff delivered to you automatically, is again, join the mailing list, and anything that gets posted publicly is going to go out to the mailing list and you will have access to it that way. Okay, let's get on with the updates at last. YDG updates. This is most of them this week. Due to popular demand, we are now doing dance workouts as part of the training. We started that on Monday. It is exhausting. Also, kind of humiliating. I am not a great dancer, and this is sort of like, sort of thing is like a dance workout. So they're doing stuff and they're asking you to follow along, and they're doing it so fast by the time you figured out what they're doing, they've almost moved on to the next step. So it's very humiliating to be the old man who can't dance in this group of young people who can dance. But I have to say they're being very kind to me and sort of putting up with me standing in the back and swearing a lot. So I think, as I mentioned in last week's update, we've started dividing the duties in rehearsal a little more clearly now. This is something we haven't done since 2019, and never non-organically. We never sort of set it up like this. Although I don't think we told really anybody what to do. We've kind of sort of, you know, pushed people in the direction. Like I said last week, we really had to focus the devising parts of the rehearsals on the performers who are going to be there, because the method we're using of devising this year is very physical, and it's probably going to come out of directly what we're doing in rehearsal. So having people who aren't trained to do that and aren't going to be part of the show doing that just doesn't make a huge amount of sense. So and we've got such a different mix of skills this year. So last year, even our technician, our sort of main technicians were interested in performance. And but we're a little bit more, are a little bit more specialized this year. And so it just doesn't make sense to have them doing things in rehearsal that won't end up in the show when they could be working on things that will benefit the show. So Elena, Claire, and Chan are working on costume inventory, which is something I talked about before. I've been wanting to do it since, first started talking about it last spring, but the guys I put in charge of it didn't really do much. Anything, really. So we still don't have a database. We just kind of forged ahead using Google Sheets. So that's happening. We'll adapt that later, probably to some kind. I will probably adapt that later to some kind of inventory database. Johanna is working on sound stuff, on sound design. Victrola is doing and helping with inventory when they are not documenting the rehearsals. And Yana, Clara, Kaito, Flavia, Merritt, and myself are devising with input and support from the others as and documentation from the others as necessary and as they wish. So my next update was about inventory, but I kind of jumped ahead on that one. We're just using Google Sheets, and we're going to put off the ultimate decision about how we're going to deal with this in the future. We just need to get this stuff organized and into sealable boxes with desiccant so that we can stack it neatly and figure out and just know where everything is. Set meeting. Oh yeah, we had a set meeting this week. That was really great. Finally, we managed to schedule at least Marie, not Gordon, into a call, and I managed to get Jonah into that as well. We're moving ahead on the build. The design is there. And not the doors, but the frame that the doors are going to sit in is designed. And Elena's hopefully going to start building that on Tuesday. She says she has everything she needs from the drawing. She's going to make a plan. And that's going to be moving ahead. So that's really great because I'm really glad that is going faster than usual because some other things are probably going to take. But, you know, not longer than usual. But there's always crunch time at the end. And usually the set is a big part of that. And this time, the main part of the set is going to be probably pre-built. So that's quite a relief. Yes, I'm negotiating. I've got to talk with Noriko at JDS to get us more time in the space. For instance, adding Tuesdays for set building on the first floor, adding Thursdays for acting rehearsals. And I think for the ensemble, because I had told them only 3 days a week for the group, I feel like people will decide which days they go into based on what they're doing. So we might actually reserve a day where there's no inventory going on because the inventory, you know, makes noise in the background. So for instance, it looks like possibly either Wednesdays or Thursdays will be stuck on the second floor all day. So it maybe only makes sense to have a smaller group on that day and have those people come in on the set build day to do the inventory stuff when it doesn't matter. They can talk loudly. They can move stuff around and it won't bother anyone. So there's that. Okay. Other updates, Nerd Night. Nerd Night is next week. If you want to watch the live stream for free, go to tokyo.nerdnight.com. Nerd Night is spelled N-I-T-E. Photography updates. No major photography updates this week. But as I said, I will be taking shots of river camping this weekend. Oh, also, just this isn't photography. This is kind of just general. I'm going to bring my sound recorder, and I think I might do some sound, some field recordings, and that might be something I release separately on this feed. Or somewhere else, I don't know, or it might be part of the next update. We'll see. Be the Audience, still in soft launch. I have not had time to revise it yet. I really need to get onto that because I really need to raise money. If you would like to support the work I'm doing, making art and helping emerging artists make their art, and it doesn't matter what I write, then why don't you head over to awolner.com/be-the-audience and make a pledge. That would be great. Or not. Up to you. Join the mailing list for sure, though. Anyway, that's it. This week, a lot happening. I'll be talking to you next time. And I guess, that's me. That's Andrew. Andrew out!